Maggie, guess what?
What?
I love you. So okay. Maggie, we are about to sit down for our weekly review as a couple. This is something that we instituted about 3 weeks ago. This is our week number 3. And we essentially just will take the opportunity to discuss some of the wins we had for the week, some of the highlights, some things that we really want to celebrate together. We talk about, what else is on that list?
Oh, do we want to go through like the whole structure of our review real quick?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, because first we start out with our wins. Then we're going to do a rose and a bud. Then we're going to do a calendar review. And then we move into our scorecard for financial, our core values, and our core goals. And then we have a discussion at the end.
Very good. And we got a lot of this actually from Dan Martell, the author of Buy Back Your Time. Mm-hmm. We took kind of his structure. I know quite a few other people have utilized some sort of structured review for a relationship. And so we kind of just picked one that kind of resonated with what we were trying to achieve and have started there and then are, you know, slowly adjusting it to fit more our needs over time.
Mm-hmm.
But shout out to Dan.
Yeah. It's nice to have a structure to follow instead of just being like, okay, let's get together and talk about life. You know, it's just nice.
So the structure of this, we're going to do a quick review of the actual, our weekly review as a couple. And there'll be a couple things that we cut out of here if we do decide to publish this in terms of, you know, like finances and a few different things like that that we want to keep private.
Yeah,
and sure. Our actual schedule. But for the most part, I want to give everyone an opportunity to experience what it is that we do in this review. But I also want it to be real so we can cut out kind of anything that we want. And then we'll go through and maybe talk a little bit meta about what it is that we like about the review. How's that?
Yeah, I think that sounds good. So I'll start out with my wins.
Yeah.
First,
what can I celebrate with you?
Yeah, first I wanted to celebrate the thread was on Thursday.
Yes.
And I just was like going there and doing the thing and being there with other women. It just felt like I just thoroughly enjoyed it. And I was like, I know every single time I go, I'm going to be like, oh, this is so wonderful. Mm-hmm. And like, I just so enjoy this. And so it's just nice to have something in your life that you're like, wow, this is so what I want to be doing with my time. And then also,
and the thread is a leadership collective or cohort that you're a part of in Wichita.
Yes.
With how many people in it?
I think there's about 30 women.
30 women.
In
and
our
you
cohort.
Guys get together and you have speakers and just connections. So it's an opportunity
for like, you know, personal growth and also professional growth, but mostly like building confidence and how to just be a strong leader and a strong human being.
And that's every other week.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
every other week you're going to have one of the wins be the thread.
Yeah, I know. Right.
It's fantastic.
All right. But I think the main thing I came away with this week was, I mean, there were definitely things from the speaker that I came away with, but overall, I was just like, wow, I'm so excited that I'm building this community and building these connections. And then they had also said that if we want to have a mentor, they will connect us with a mentor of somebody that they have connections with or somebody who's done the thread before or just within their pool of people. And so we can kind of tell them what we would like out of a mentor or what we're kind of looking for. And then they'll hook us up with somebody if that's something that we want to take advantage of. And I was like, oh, heck yeah. And so I emailed them this week and I was like, oh, hey, by the way, I would love to have a mentor. So
did you kind of outline what it is?
Yeah.
A mentor?
Yeah.
Do you have any highlights there that you were?
Yeah, I said I'd really love to have obviously somebody who's further along in like business than I am and somebody who has like grown their own business and has experience in that and like growth and development of a business. And I just think that'd be fascinating to like talk to somebody who's like been there, done that and is succeeding at it. And then I also put that I would like them to also have a, you know, strong focus on like just being a well-rounded person and that personal well-being is also high on their priority list too. You know?
Sure.
So anyway, so that was exciting. I just think I'm just excited for all that will come from that, all that all that already has. The second win was I expected our sonogram to be really cool, but it was really cool.
Like even better than you thought.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
Like it was, and so I just had to like be like, yeah, I want to savor that a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like that time of like, this isn't going to happen again. Like that moment in time, this moment in time, we're like, we don't know her yet. She's not in the world, but like we're anticipating it and just like, yeah, just kind of like savoring the moment and like not letting it like pass by. Anyway.
I appreciate that about you so much because yeah. All I can think about is the baby being here right now and playing
with
her.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I have a hard time staying in the present.
Yeah.
And so I appreciate that. You're like, yeah, let's take a moment and
be like, wow,
really be here.
Yeah.
And recognize the sonogram and pregnancy for what it is, which is a moment in time that we get to cherish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really cool because there was a moment where I could feel her moving inside me and see her on the screen moving.
Yeah, that's wild.
So that simultaneously together was like, what is going on? So that was really cool. To go along with that, I just think that this week, especially with like, I just feel like, I don't know, maybe it's just today too. I don't know. I don't think it's been this whole week, but I think mostly just today I'm like, I just feel like relaxed. About it. And I'm just like, just accepting the like changes as they all happen. And I'm like, man, it's really cool. And I've been taking really good care of myself. So I'm counting that as a win. Just like looking back on my week, just like doing exercises every day and like eating healthy and well, and like taking my vitamins, you know, just like all those little things that add up that are important. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing all those things. Go me.
Way to go, babe.
Yeah.
I'm going to celebrate these wins for you. So you had an excellent opportunity to go to the thread and connect with women and learn about your why. I remember you talking about that was the theme behind this first one.
Yeah.
And I'm just so proud of you for that. I think that's very cool. I'm going to affirm that in you. And getting a chance to see your baby that's growing inside of you.
Your baby.
Yeah. My baby too. I played my part. And the other one was, just taking care of yourself, finding that balance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I implemented something from Atomic Habits.
Yeah.
Of like, before I put on my watch in the morning, I do the little 1 minute meditation on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then before I take my watch off at night, I do the 1 minute meditation.
Habit stacking.
I know. I was like, that's cool. And I've done it.
Yeah.
Every day, ever since I said that, you know, goal or whatever. So, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. So that was cool. That kind of all tied in with that. So my third win I'm just going to do real quick is I scheduled our Chicago trip and got that on the calendar and made decisions about it. And we're going and I'm excited and it'll be fun. And I have a meeting with our contacts for that event next week. So
we're flying to Chicago in the morning.
Yeah.
We're attending a launch of a new solar component essentially that is like this standalone battery and solar unit that's built out of a shipping container.
Yeah.
So you just like set it on the ground and then it like becomes this whole electrical unit and like refrigerator is part of it and all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah.
For farmers.
Yeah.
And then we're flying back that evening to be home.
Yeah. So, I'm going to give a talk at their event.
That's right.
And then we're going to get back on the plane and go home.
It's wild.
It was just like the easiest way to do it with scheduling and all the things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
It'll be fun to go together.
I'm excited for something like that. I've been thinking about creating more surface area for luck. And opportunity and like serendipity.
Yeah.
And if you live in this small box, you know, and you don't have those opportunities and you're not doing anything, you're not creating, you're not building, you're not putting yourself out there, there's no opportunity for luck to land on, no platform for it to land on. And so I think about something like this, it's kind of ridiculous from the you know, from looking outside to be like, oh my gosh, you're flying to Chicago, giving a talk and then flying back.
Yeah.
But what we're doing is we're creating more surface area for opportunity and serendipity and growth to come from something like that. Yeah. So I think it's pretty cool.
It's really
cool. It's gonna be really fun to fly with you.
Yeah.
And Arlo's gonna be very sad that he's not on the plane. He wants to fly so bad.
He wants to fly so bad.
We ran the numbers like five different ways. Like, how could we have Arlo come with us?
Right.
And then what would we do with him while we're at this talk?
Right.
Maybe does he come with us? It's just
this event for all of us, it just felt better to just like, it just needs to be a quick one, not drawn out and everything. Mm-hmm. This is like last week of school and stuff like that. So yeah. Okay, anyway, what are your wins?
Oh, man, I was so focused on your wins. I haven't really even thought about my wins.
You're like, what did I do this week?
So one of my wins is setting up this podcast recording right now.
Yeah.
I'm trying our new Mac Mini with GarageBand as our recording digital audio workstation, our DAW. And it's new to me, so kind of figuring that out. And I'm not sure what the audio quality is going to be like, but I'm excited that we're here doing it because I've always wanted to record these weekly reviews because I thought for our own posterity's sake, which was the point of the Adam and Maggie show from the beginning, was just to go back and listen to it ourselves. Mm-hmm. So I think that's pretty cool. I'm going to celebrate that as a win, even though it feels small and very recent. Definitely struggling with that recency bias. I actually have put some effort into what we're building with Simple Bunnets Farm. Oh my gosh. SAF Grant Services.
Simple Bunnets Farm. Yeah.
SAF Grant Services and my own like personal branding. So I actually published a couple of articles on LinkedIn and started writing some tweets and am working through onboarding us to kind of an all-in-one marketing and sales platform that we can use for like sales funnels, email marketing, lead capture, you know, opportunity tracking, pipeline kind of a deal. And I'm really excited about that. It's a tool that I think will follow us in life because a lot of these tools are very similar across the board. And so I've kind of just picked one that I think will work for us. And then learning how to build out these automation workflows and how to set up, you know, the forms and then the capture. Mm-hmm. And then also then at that point to build out the, you know, lead magnets and content that's going to drive traffic. And just learning all of these things, cold outreach, you know, any outbound, you know, lead generation. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot there, but I've been doing it. And so that's great.
That's incredible.
And
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And part of it is I want to build the bones so that you and Tanner can flesh it out because you guys are really good at that.
Yeah, 100%.
And the last thing I'm going to say to celebrate this week, trying to go all the way back in time. Oh, I don't know if I should announce this, but I am getting a vasectomy now that we are done with having babies. And this is something that I have not heard a lot of men talk about.
Yeah.
And every now and then you hear like another, you know, friend or something like that talk about the procedure or something in passing. But as far as the experience of it and, you know, the lead up to it and the research behind it, I haven't really heard much about it.
Yeah.
And so I have a friend. For now, leave him anonymous. Although I think we might make some other announcements here soon. We were actually driving to a site visit to talk with a customer about solar. And on the way back from the site visit, we started talking about, you know, just families. And he's a good friend. Like, we go to church together and, you know, just our families interact and intermingle. Mm-hmm. And so we started talking about vasectomies because he's also had a baby recently. And we were just like chatting about it. And then somehow or another, we decided that we were going to get them together. And so now we are on this journey of what we call our brosectomy.
Yeah.
And we called like four or five service providers, you know,
urologists.
And we created a Notion page that we now can start to collate all of our information and record all the data about, you know, reviews and any questions we might need to ask. And so we had some pretty hilarious conversations when we were talking with the receptionist, who were very professional, but also had never heard of a brosectomy before. And also could not stop laughing when we asked for a group discount to see if that was something they provided. And so that was really fun, actually, to have that conversation. And we ended up reaching out to one of the urology departments and asking their director of operations if any of their doctors were interested in possibly coming on some sort of a podcast and having a recording, you know, an interview about the vasectomy process and really just trying to, like, I don't know, provide more information to men that are at this stage of life, you know, yeah, where they're trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
So that's a win. I took the first couple steps towards that process.
I think it's so cool.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool because, yeah, I mean, a lot of these things, yeah, people don't talk about, but yeah, when you find the right community of people, you're like, oh, actually a lot of people are talking about this or whatever.
Yeah.
I did read a book, one time that was, I don't know, kind of stating just like factually, not even like in, you know, a women empowerment kind of way. It was more just like factually, like women have historically have been in charge of the,
reproductive planning.
Right. Right.
Yeah, or like,
like that, that lands on the woman to decide and figure out and make those decisions. So it's really cool to like, yeah, I just feel really lucky to have, yeah, you like thinking about it. Like it's not just all, you know, my kind of thing to like work through. It's, it's both of ours together.
Rocking it together, babe.
But then anyway, I think it's a
my
cool
friend was asking me, he's like, are you sure you're done having kids?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure.
I was like, now that I think about it, I probably should confirm that with Maddie, but I'm like 99.9% sure we are done.
Yeah.
Cool.
We want to be the $1 million family with the older boy and the younger girl and the two parents and the dog.
I guess that's a thing.
That's a thing.
Okay. As long as Moji's in it, that's all that matters.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, babe, I love it. Your first win was setting up this podcast, and I love it. I love that you like experiment with just like the different things, the different technologies and recording and figuring it out. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing was, creating an all-in-one marketing and sales platform for us, which is incredible. And I'm really excited about that. Like, that's huge. And then the third win was getting a vasectomy and planning
started the process.
Planning it out. You know, researching the topic and exploring it and also doing that openly with another person, you know?
Brosectomies so like, for life.
Exactly. So I think it's cool to like, yeah, just be open about it and be like, this is just part of life. Let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. It's real.
Yeah, we were even toying with like our own offshoot podcast where we, like I said, interview the urologists and talk to each other. Maybe bring our wives on.
So cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's move into our rose and bud, which is kind of the part where we evaluate each other from the past week. So we'll all start with giving Adam an evaluation, and then he'll give me one. And so it starts with a rose, which is something that I noticed that he just did really well or something that I thought was amazing. And then a bud, which is something that I think maybe he could work on or...
Room for growth.
Yeah, room for growth.
Is it strange that like what I'm most excited...
It would just be interesting.
Yeah, is it strange that what I'm most excited about is the opportunity for growth? Like, I want you to point out the things that I can do better. That's what I'm most excited for.
Yeah.
It's like, sure, there's some things that you're going to tell me that are great, and I'm really excited for that.
But yeah.
What I'm most excited for is to know how I can improve.
So the first thing... I don't even know what I'm going to say. I think the first thing was... Oh, I thought it was really cool how you, I think it was this week. Did you go on a walk with Nate?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought it was really cool how you went on a walk with Nate and you guys recorded it.
Yeah. We did a walk and talk podcast. Yeah.
You did a walk and talk podcast.
Threw some weight in a book bag.
Yeah.
And went for like an hour long walk.
Yeah.
That's great. Hour and a half maybe.
Yeah. So I thought that was really cool. I just really like how, because you've been having to do, two workouts, you're incorporating like other people into them. Mm-hmm. And so that's been really fun. So like this morning you went on a bike ride with Arlo and I just think that's, it's really good quality of time to spend together moving and doing something like that. So I've just noticed that. And I think that's a strength. And I think that, it's fun to like I think it's a strength that you have that you're like, I'm going to do this. And then you do it. Like, I'm going to record our talk as we walk. And then you do it, you know?
The number of jokes that Nate made about feeling like he was going to get beat up because he looked like a big nerd walking around with a microphone.
right.
I appreciate that. And yeah, I'm like hooked.
Yeah.
For one, like it's so much fun to incorporate people into your exercise and activity. And I can't wait until we have some time and capacity to do that together, which I'm very excited for.
Yeah.
It's like you and me go on these long, you know, walks or, you know, something even more strenuous when you're in that place. And yeah, no, it's been really fun. And it requires so much creativity. And I like that to like come up with ways where how can I, you know, connect with Arlo while still doing this, or how can I meet some business buddies and talk online marketing.
Yeah, for sure.
While still getting our pump on.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I like that. I think there will be like definitely like those evening walks. Like when I went with you on that evening walk, that was really fun.
Yeah.
And that's something I can still do, like being pregnant.
Oh, for sure. Walk.
So that's fun. Okay. Oh gosh. What is something you could work on?
Give it to me.
Hmm.
I'm excited.
Okay. Maybe something. Oh, okay. This is really random. I think something you could work on is, well, I don't know if you've had a conversation with Arlo specifically, and maybe you have furthered the conversation, but it's just kind of like from the outside. And then it's like kind of in passing where you'll mention to him like, hey, Arlo, get all of those things wrong on your test or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't think he gets it. Mm-hmm. And so it's only coming from like a place of like from the outside, like I get it. Like I get what you're saying. But I just don't think he quite gets it yet. So then that's where I feel like the discord where I'm like, he doesn't get it. And like, it's just weird. Like, do you know what I mean?
Can I go into further in depth, like what it is that I'm trying to accomplish? Because right now I can imagine people listening to me like, what are you talking
about? I know, but I couldn't think of anything else that easy to explain.
So my theory of the case is that in our modern educational school system, it does a lot of things really well, and socialization and, you know, learning some of the basics of, you know, how to read and write and those kind of things does it really well. One of the things that I think I struggle to see it, you know, really having a lot of success in is kind of like alternative thinking or lateral thinking, or realizing that we have free will to move through the world in any way that we choose, as long as we're willing to accept those consequences. And also that sometimes those consequences aren't as dire as we build them up in our heads.
Right.
And to recognize that the world is a game and that there is opportunity to play the game and that games are fun and that life doesn't have to be taken so seriously. And so one of my challenges to Arlo has been to take a worksheet of one which he knows all the answers, because he has to know the answer in order for it to work, and to take that worksheet, which is inconsequential on the grand scheme of life and even inconsequential in the grand scheme of his tenure as a first grader, and to get every single one of the questions wrong and to turn it in, knowing that he got every single one of the questions wrong. Mm-hmm. Again, he has to know the answer, the right answer, in order to mark the answer wrong. So it's not a question of knowledge. It's not a question of understanding. It's a question of testing the system and recognizing that like we have free will and that nothing bad happens. So when he turns it in and he gets a zero, and he gets the opportunity to explain to the teacher what he was doing, or maybe not, and he just gets a zero and he realizes that he's still alive and that he's still breathing and that he still gets an opportunity to do again, you know, to do it again, to fill out the right answers the next time. That's what I'm after. But I definitely appreciate, you know, that maybe he's not there to be able to understand that. Mm-hmm. I would probably spin it back on me and say, like, I have not done a good enough job of explaining in a way that he is able to comprehend and understand, because I don't think it's a terribly complex topic.
Right.
But I also understand that it's coming from me as a parent. Mm-hmm. And I've done other things maybe on a smaller scale to encourage him. So I've told him, you know, that when he comes home with 100% test, like, that's great. I'm excited for him because that means he did a good job, but I'm not super excited for him because that means that he wasn't being pushed to his fullest. And it's not that I'm not excited for him. What I'm trying to encourage in him is to understand that failure is not the end of the world. Mm-hmm. And failure means that you're learning. Mm-hmm. And so if he has a test where he comes home and it's 100% after 100% after 100% after 100%, I think that that means that the school system or that we as parents or that whatever is failing him because it's not putting him in that liminal state of failure, struggle, and learning.
Right.
And that's what I'm after.
Right. And I think that is super valuable. And I think sometimes, yeah, it gets a little bit muddled.
Sure.
For him as a, like, maybe that's something to note as a parent, but not necessarily. Yeah. And being very straightforward in the way that you're explaining it so that you say exactly that, like he understands that it's okay to fail. And mm-hmm. sometimes we need to be pushed and challenged mm-hmm. and whatever. I think the part where I come in as another parent is just that then it just becomes a thing where like, well, I did it because I was told to do it mm-hmm. instead of I did it because I wanted to do it because I was actually curious myself mm-hmm. to see if something bad would happen mm-hmm. or I was actually curious because I wanted to experiment and it comes from like him mm-hmm. and not like it comes from like a desire to like experiment with the world instead of like, I have to do this because my daughter is telling me to do this.
Fair enough. And I would say that is my ultimate goal is uh-huh. to have that sense of experimentation mm-hmm. and, you know, curiosity about the world.
Right.
But so it's also,
I would say more of a focus on conversations about, hey, like failing isn't mm-hmm. bad mm-hmm. or like whatever. And that instead of, hey, you need to do this specifically mm-hmm. to learn this lesson.
Yeah, no, I agree.
You know what I mean? I don't know. We're so on the same page. We've had this conversation before. So I'm
yeah,
like,
for sure.
I'm sorry.
The
I
one
it up
area
again.
That I'm recognizing why I think this is so important though, is because the pushback I get from Arlo when uh-huh. I talk about getting 100% wrong, like so getting a 0% on a test by getting all the answers wrong and not a test. We're talking just like a worksheet in the right. in between, you right. know, whatever. And the fear in his eyes and like the knee-jerk reaction that like, no, I can't do that. Uh-huh. Like I'll have to run at recess or something as if, yeah. Which right. if that's true that you have to run at recess because you got something wrong, that's ridiculous. Like the whole point is that you're getting things wrong in order to be pushed.
Yeah.
So that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the fact that he responds in the way that he does
yeah.
indicates to me that this is like a really worthwhile thing to experience because Arlo is an incredible kid.
Oh, I know.
He listens and like does absorb a lot of information and wants to excel.
Yeah.
And in the system that he's in, the way you excel is by doing exactly what you're told,
right.
when you're told,
right.
and how you're told. And so I recognize that you're like, wait a second, you're basically doing the same thing yeah. to him in another context.
Right.
And so I'm going to
yeah.
take that bud and say thank you
yeah.
for that. I
yeah.
really appreciate that. And to then use that as an opportunity for growth to say like, I think we're both on the same page of the direction that
yes.
we are headed
yes.
and the goal of,
yes.
you know, lateral thinking and recognizing that
yeah.
life is a game and that
yeah.
failure is not bad.
Right.
But
and
then
I think,
to say, I
yeah.
think there's other ways that we can approach
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And I think that that's sort of also to that point is that like, maybe at this point, like that's where it's like, what are other ways we could like bring up that subject and kind of like leave that one aside for a little bit and like look at other ways of like, how can we instill that kind of message of mm-hmm. like curiosity and like learning and like growth in him?
But to me, there has to be some level of challenging a system.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And the school system like is his life right now.
Uh-huh.
He spends more time at the school. I mean, really than he does at home.
Right. Right.
It's about par, you know, not counting
yeah.
sleep time.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's like, that is his world. That is, he lives and breathes school for,
right.
you know, 6 hours, 7 hours a day.
Yeah.
And so to me, there has to be, that has to be some part of the component.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. I
yeah.
appreciate the feedback.
Yeah. No, I think it's cool. And I'm glad that, yeah, I'm just, I like, I'm glad that you have that perspective. And yeah, I like that we have like high level conversations with him.
It's definitely a forceful perspective. I feel very like adamant,
yeah.
Which is something that I should really consider is like, oh,
yeah.
You have some sort of, you know, perspective right. on this. And I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think I am, but I could be. And so maybe having some humility would be good as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I think next up is Maggie. I get the opportunity to, I guess, analyze and review your past week.
Yeah.
I think it's funny the different terms that we use for this.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. If I were to rate you this last week,
mm-hmm.
not on a scale from 1 to 10,
mm-hmm.
but in terms of a rose, and to me, a rose is something that's beautiful and flowering and amazing and effulgent and just glorious, which is literally every second that I get to spend with you.
Oh, wow, Adam. You're so sweet. You can keep going.
For the rose, I had to pick out a special rose. One rose that was,
Mm-hmm.
I'm going through all the stuff. The things I want to talk about, I don't know that I want to talk about.
Oh.
That was a rose. Funny.
That was a rose. I love it.
Honestly, some of the rose is just the way that you're handling this pregnancy. And we just hit week 20, which is halfway there. And
yeah.
Yeah, I'm just really impressed with how you're handling being pregnant and still running the business and still showing up for Arlo and still allowing me to do 75 hard and
course.
Spend so much time on that
mm-hmm.
and keep the house going. And you organized my clothes in the on the shelf. That was incredible. Just all the things. It's just so cool to see. So like the rose is just like continuing to be Maggie.
Yeah.
Way to be you.
Yeah.
That's cool. You're a great person.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. A bud, an opportunity for growth. I think you could probably get on board with my trying to get Arlo to get all the questions wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be, no, I'm just kidding, by the way.
Oh.
That was a joke.
I was like, okay. Yeah,
I was
sure.
like, okay, yeah, let's listen to this. Let's, yeah. Okay, let's be open. That's, you're amazing.
I'm
you're
so
just open
gullible.
To it all. No, you're just open.
Yeah. For real.
Opportunity for growth. I would say maybe like business stuff. So like, I really think you are doing a fantastic job of staying up. You've started sending out memorandums of understanding to all of our solar contractors that we work with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's helped, you know, ensure that we're all on the same page moving forward. And so that kind of communication with our clients is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I think an opportunity for growth would be just leaning into more of the business development and or like lead generation or marketing type stuff, which you are. That's why I think it's an opportunity for growth and not something that I wish you were starting, because
mm-hmm.
the things
yeah.
you're doing online with LinkedIn,
mm-hmm.
it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I can see some of the changes you're making in our social media content
mm-hmm.
and it's, you know, getting better,
mm-hmm.
maybe a bit too many emojis for my taste.
I know.
But
I was thinking that too. I was like, I don't know if I like all these.
That's what happens if you don't, you have to like weed through AI's
oh, yeah.
emojis. They just like dump it in there.
It's I wild. Know.
So yeah, I mean, I would just say like an opportunity for growth. And I think you probably would echo that back and say like, absolutely, you know, opportunity for both of us to kind of lean in and continue that development process.
Mm-hmm.
So like on the days when, you know, Arlo's at school, is there an opportunity to create a habit, kind of like your breath work, to cold outreach, you know,
mm-hmm.
five or six people? Or build out some sort of lead magnet, something, or even just researching, like, you know, bettering yourself and learning something. I don't mm-hmm. know. And I'll leave that up to you, because I think mm-hmm. how you end up going about that will be the way that you need to go about it. Mm-hmm. Because if I were to prescribe you, do this, then do this, then do this. First off, I think I'd probably be wrong, because you just have like a really good gut instinct for a lot of this. Uh-huh. And so that would be more of a challenge, I would say. Like, how could you show up in that way for SAF? And mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
You're perfect.
You're so funny. Yeah. No, I think we're on the path.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
That's cool.
Now onto scorecards.
Yeah. Okay.
How we have.
No, actually.
No? Oh, calendar
review.
I apologize. I don't have my notes in front
At
of me.
At least. What is it? At least weekend, 2 weeks is better. Yeah, so
the idea of the calendar sync, and again, this is straight from Dan Martell, and his life, I'm sure, is much crazier than ours in terms of, you know, travel and speaking engagements and all kinds of crazy stuff. So mm-hmm. he was talking about 6 weeks out, and we did one initial sync of like 5 to 6 weeks out, and I think that was really helpful. It seems like lately we've gone into a calendar sync of maybe a week to 2 weeks, just kind of being like, hey, what's coming up? What things do we need to be aware of? And, you know, out of that, yeah, it's like, what's coming up on your calendar that's not on my calendar, and we need to make sure that we are aware mm-hmm. of what's coming up on the family calendar. And then also, like, what ways are we taking time for ourselves and for taking time for Arlo? And just taking time as a family to be mm-hmm. together. And so calling those things out and being like, hey, this is that time, you know? Mm-hmm. So we got basic stuff.
And like,
stuff.
Even like, mm-hmm. I mean, just like for other people, just thinking of like the calendar, it's like, I think we realized a while back that it's like, if it's not on the calendar, it doesn't happen. So mm-hmm. calendar, like looking at the calendar is a great way to like take an action of the things that you want in life. So it's like, oh, I want to have... spend more time with like people that I like. It's like, okay, is a dinner date on your calendar? Mm-hmm. You know, things like that. Yeah. So, that's really cool.
Yeah. That's, I actually have gone ahead and created an ideal calendar, mm-hmm. A new Google calendar called Adam's mm-hmm. Ideal Calendar. And it's literally blocked out 24 hours a day, every single day for mm-hmm. an entire week. And then kind of perpetuates like, or propagates, across there. So now it's fun, because then as my day lines up with or not with my calendar, I'm able to say like, how is this lining up with my, what I would like my week to look like? So that's been really cool. Cause like you said, if it's not on the calendar. And so even then, like my work at SAF, the grant services, business has increased because I've put it on my calendar mm-hmm. to do it. Mm-hmm. And it's not like, and I have the same amount of time as I did before, but now that it's on the calendar, when 5 o'clock rolls around and it says, oh, hey, by the way, you should be working on SAF. Mm-hmm. I now have to make a conscious decision to not work on right. SAF instead of trying to make the conscious decision to work on SAF. And then you feel incongruent with my ideal self. And it's like, well, hey, I thought it would be great to work on it here. And you know, there's times where you can't, but that's the idea anyways. Mm-hmm. Okay. So calendar sync. We got soccer practice on Thursday. Game again on Friday. I've got an owner's lunch for the owners of King Solar on Friday. Oh. It's kind of a tentative, but I don't think you need to be at that one.
Okay.
I think that's just like,
okay.
I don't think that's a spouse's owners as well.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm going to schedule a date to practice with Lauren to practice music. And then I also have on my calendar just to start practicing music, just myself, even individually. Just to get my fingers ready. Yeah.
Yeah. Maggie and I are playing a show for the Jayco farm party mm-hmm. on Memorial Day.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. We're going to get a big trailer out as a stage and just play some music.
So now we can go on to scorecard, financial, core values, core goals, and then discussion.
Yes. Our general scorecard. All right. So we're going to quickly cut while we talk about our financial.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll come back when we talk about core values and goals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unless we want to talk about financials for the world to hear.
Probably not.
Probably not. Okay.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Yeah. Okay, our core values and our core goals. Our core values of essentialism.
Do you know them off the top of your head?
Communication.
Mm-hmm.
And development. Personal growth.
Yeah.
Personal growth.
Leave that open for a lot of interpretation.
Yeah. So.
Do you want to read what we said last week?
Sure. Okay, so personal growth for me was.
And this is last week's.
This was last week's. Was being willing to give a speech on a whim the same day. Reading Atomic Habits. Noticing I'm just pivoting easier. Arlo, we said personal growth was Crunch Labs, staying engaged, watching him teach and explain things, and Captain Underpants.
Yeah, he started reading Captain Underpants. He got really into the graphic novels lately.
That's fun. Adam's personal growth was gym workout conversations, time blocking, and 4:30 a.m. is hard.
Yeah, it's very hard.
Communication was, this morning was a good example of communication. Okay to have conflict. Growth comes from struggle. Mm-hmm. Essentialism, Adam said no more Dylan Nature Center, saying no to being on the board of that. And then Maggie and Arlo's was honored relationship with Maria and John and going to their events.
Yeah, very cool.
Cool, that's cool.
Okay, Maggie.
Okay. What,
how do you think you showed up for personal, essentialism this week?
Essentialism, I think.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be a positive. I guess it could be ways in which you didn't align with that value.
Yeah.
Can be just as valuable.
That's so true. Essentialism. I don't know. And if you have one, you can go ahead and say it. I'm trying to think.
I would say I have been in this soup of information in terms of like writing high impact digital, like copywriting, sales and marketing, online marketing, course creation, just all of these things. And it kind of felt like my wheels were spinning in terms of like, what do I do? What's the next step? Like, how can I use this information that I'm learning to help SAF Grant Services? Mm-hmm. And so much of, you can get this sense of learning is moving the ball forward when it's actually not. Like, mm-hmm. you're just learning for learning's right. sake. And so finally deciding to just like pick one of the tools and to say like, forget it. I'm just going to learn this one tool, because what I'm after here is the principles behind the tool, which is like, how do you generate leads online? Mm-hmm. And how do you actually, and the only way to do that is through this iterative process of actually mm-hmm. doing it and learning and developing and growing. Mm-hmm. And all these tools have different bells and whistles. And at a certain point, you just have to learn the principles behind it and to learn a tool. Mm-hmm. And so I finally like have picked a tool mm-hmm. and have also started writing as well. So like one of the ideas is like, you know, you can always get better and like, you know, whatever, and like trying to implement these different writing techniques. It's like, but at a certain point you just have to start writing. Mm-hmm. And so I've written a couple posts on LinkedIn and they're not great, mm-hmm. you know, and I utilize AI to kind of like review them. And then I tend to pick the AI's adjustments over mine, mm-hmm. which is, you know, whatever, but then it feels like it's not really me. And so still trying to find my voice when it comes to this like online mm-hmm. copywriting and just writing in general. And, but through this process of writing, finding like the essential, mm-hmm. I guess, and this blends a little bit into personal mm-hmm. growth, but it's really just finding that essential, like what is my voice? Like, what is it that I'm trying to say? And then just writing from that perspective. And it sounds, when you say it out loud, it sounds so obvious, but it's just banging my head against the wall trying to,
yeah.
So yeah, I would say like diving into a single tool and then learning how to write with my own voice.
Yeah.
And that there's a skill to writing mm-hmm. that you tend to have like a really good, I'm really good at writing emails. Mm-hmm. You're really good at writing literally everything else.
Well, I think that it's true. I mean, I think writing is an act of essentialism because mm-hmm. you're really trying to find, get to the core of like, what is this thought? What is this idea? How can I convey it in the most simple and productive way? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, kind of a mind battle, but it's also so fun. Because then when you land on something, you're like, that is so exactly how I wanted it to be conveyed. And that's really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I messaged you like one, I don't know if it was like a poem or just like a quick
it was really cool.
note that I had jotted down.
Yeah.
And it was this little technique that I had kind of developed on my own, which was basically, I find that I'm more eloquent and fluent when I speak versus when I write. Because when I write, for some reason, I go word by word. And if the word isn't clear to me, then like the sentence just doesn't flow. And I don't know how to actually convey. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm just literally writing the next word.
Yeah.
And so what I instead did was essentially transcribe myself talking in a really rapid fire manner. And it came out so much better.
Yeah.
And so now when I'm writing, I'm trying to channel, like basically just listen to myself.
Right.
Speak. But there's also something that, some value that you get when you write word by word, some intentionality to your speech that you don't get when you're easily able to just off the cuff rattle off a bunch of words.
Yeah.
And so finding that middle ground between the two where I'm technically writing, but I'm also listening to myself speak in order to convey the information that I'm trying to convey.
Yeah. I think that's so cool because I think I'm the opposite.
Yeah.
And so it's cool to like have you be so audio focused. So then it's helping me become a better speaker because I actually feel like I do better when I write something. I feel like the truth of what is, what my thoughts are much clearer.
That's
when I
amazing.
Write. When I write, when I write it, I feel like it's just my brain slows down enough for me to be able to figure it out.
Yeah.
And then I think when I'm speaking, it's like, it just doesn't come out in the right way that I want it to. And for you, you're like, oh, blah, 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 rattle off all the things.
And yeah. I'm and
like,
if I sat down to try and write it, it would be like, I don't know.
So I think it's cool that we're the opposite, but I think it's really good because then we can challenge each other in those areas.
Yeah.
And then I become a much better speaker and you become a much better writer.
So we're going to dovetail that into personal growth and say like we both are growing there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have anything up for essentialism?
Essentialism. Oh yeah. I was thinking about how yesterday I think this whole week I kind of get into certain, like I just get to a certain level of like, all of a sudden I just am like, this is not okay with me. And like, for some reason, like things in our house, it was just like grating on me. Like I was just like, this needs to be organized. This needs to be organized. Like things were just like yelling at me to like organize them. Mm-hmm. And then to a point where it was just like, I can't have this. And so yesterday, and also I think that reading Atomic Habits and just thinking about setting your life up for success and like setting the next moment up and like just so that you can enjoy the life that you're living. So it's, you can enjoy your things. You can enjoy the next experience and set yourself up to enjoy that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I like intentionally was like kind of all week, I was like, I just want to block out some time to kind of like, it doesn't have to be the whole house, but just like certain areas that I just want to focus on and then, you know, do another area. And so it's, I don't know. It really has, it was really fun to do that yesterday. I had some time to like kind of go through a few things and,
it feels good, doesn't
it? It feels so good. So it's kind of what I feel about essentialism is that, you know, it's just that, like, what is it? Kaizen? No. The
continuous improvement.
Yeah, continuous improvement of just, like, always keeping your space in check and keeping your items in check. And I think that that's also, it's a good practice for your mind, too, to, like, keep things in check, let things go. Always be, like, constantly cleaning things out and evaluating what you need and what you don't need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Love it. And I get to be the beneficiary of all of that because now my house looks amazing.
Yeah. Communication. I think we should both kind of say like growing and writing and speaking and that's definitely, we're doing that.
I did want to put one on for Arlo.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had some incredible personal growth and communication.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was really able to show up for those values today. or this week. So on Tuesday, when we were going to have our team meeting, I suggested that he watch a couple videos on Scratch programming because he's taking some coding classes and was excited for him to see some other kids in action doing some cool stuff. And he just like melted down.
Yeah.
Like without any understanding that he could then watch whatever he wanted after that. But it was just an opportunity while we were doing some work for him to be able to watch these videos and get inspired. And then, you know, whatever. But like just lost it, you know. And I was really upset. I was thoroughly upset with him.
Thoroughly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I didn't, like, I was just like, Arlo, just sit there. And then, like, basically, I had to cool off. He had to cool off. I left the meeting that we were in because he was still just in the state. And I just said, Arlo, get your shoes on. We're going for a walk. And he's like, no, 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 no. And I was like, Arlo, put your shoes on. We're going for a walk. And we put our shoes on. And we just went on a walk. And we started walking. And he was still, you know, pretty upset and kind of crying. And then he thought he was in big trouble. And I was like calming down literally as we were walking. And I was like, bud, we're just going to walk. We're not going to talk. We're just going to walk. And so we walked for like 15 minutes before we said anything. And like we both just like came to this like much more calm space.
Yeah.
And then I was like, Arlo, tell me about like what's going on. You know, what were you thinking? What did you experience? You know, and we went through this whole long process and we talked about, you know, when we just blow up like that, like we're making a decision to act that way and no one's forcing us to act that way. And when we make the decision to act in that manner, like we're shutting down all forms of communication. All communication is gone. There is nothing that we can do at that point. It just, we, and then that we have to live in the world, like live with the consequences of our actions. It's like you chose to act that way. And as a result, you know, here we are in this world that is no fun compared to what it could have been. And so that was cool. We talked about how instead of shutting down and getting really upset, like the first response when you have that inclination is to instead ask a question. So now he has this knee-jerk reaction. We did this whole pattern breaking, you know, technique where I would say something just absolutely outrageous. And he would, instead of getting upset, he would ask a question and then we would do another one where I would say the same thing and then he would get upset. Like he would have to like in a joking way, I'd be like, okay, now get really, really mad. And then, okay, now let's do it where you have to ask a question. And so then we got to this place where once you start asking questions, it's like, oh, well, sometimes we don't understand what the other person is asking from us. And so that's why like I got upset because I thought you were asking me to do X when it turns out you were really trying to get me to do Y. And if I would have just asked you, are you sure you want me to do that? Or what is it that you're actually trying to have me do? Then we can get there. So like today at church, he's like, Papa, can I wear these shorts? And there were some like, you know, ratty old shorts that were bright red. And I was like, no, bud, you can't wear those. You need to wear, you know, let's wear sweatpants, which in my mind was the middle ground.
Right.
And he's like, and I was like, oh, what do we say? And he goes, oh, okay. Why? And I was like, well, we just want to look nice, you know, for church. We, because we're going to this place where we're trying to like raise our level of consciousness. And so we want to dress in a way that like puts us into this state of mind. And so we're not just the clothes on the street. We're wearing something slightly different because it gets us to that place, you know? And he's like, well, what if I just get some nice shorts? And I was like, yeah, if you got some nicer shorts, that'd be great. And so like we went from what could have been this terrible situation to asking a question to get the ultimate goal. And once we discovered what that ultimate goal was, we found a solution together. And so to see him like actually utilize this techniques in action in terms of communication, which is one of our, like I said, it's one of our core values as a family, like communication, communicate. It's so important. Even if you're upset, like communicate, because a lot of times we're upset because we don't understand what the other person wants, or we think we're putting our intentions on what they said. And that's, you know. And then personal growth, just to see him kind of level up into that as a kid growing and becoming more mature. And it's hard to interrupt yourself when you're in the midst of going down like a pathway that you go down every time. and to have to say like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to interrupt that. And I'm going to mm-hmm. pivot and do something else. So yeah. a different action.
Yep.
And so that was really cool. So I wanted to give him a good shout out and say, way to go, Arlo. Mm-hmm. You're crushing it, brother.
Yeah. And even handling like not having television then for the whole week and stuff, like, I mean, absolutely. Like, you're going to push back and kind of be like, oh man, but like not near as much mm-hmm. as I thought it would be. He's been really good.
We did a lot of that work on the wall, yeah. which was what was right. wild. Cause we ended up walking for right. way longer. Cause then we realized we had to walk back.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we went on this huge walk and then we're like, oh, okay, now we have to walk back. So then yeah. we did the same thing where I was like, okay, well, you're not, you know, we're going to take away, you know, no TV, no screens for, till Wednesday. So today's Wednesday and then till Wednesday. And he immediately went to this like, nah, you know, and like really went out. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. But what did we just talk about? And he's like, mm-hmm. oh yeah, don't, you know, break down and shut off communication, ask questions. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, yeah, you haven't even asked me like which Wednesday. Mm-hmm. It could be like tomorrow because mm-hmm. today's Tuesday. And so you just had this crazy freak out all for the sake of not having TV tonight. Mm-hmm. That's not. And he's like, oh yeah. And I was like, it also could have been Wednesday, 50 years from now, yeah. you know, but you don't know that because you didn't ask questions. You immediately shut off communication. Mm-hmm. And so then we use that as an opportunity to reinforce that skill. And so then by the time we got back, he was the one that was kind of excited to go grab the TV and like carry it himself into the closet
yeah.
and put it all away and was like having kind of fun with it. So we did a lot of that work on the walk and that was kind of cool to see. And now we have the TV in the closet and we have decided to leave the TV in the closet. And so even when Arlo wants to watch TV now, he has to go into the closet,
yeah.
get the TV, come set it up, boot it up, you yeah. know, like make sure the internet reconnected to the internet,
yeah.
watch his TV yeah. show, and then he has to go put it back. Right. And I think that added friction will probably reduce yeah. our level of TV, yeah. you know, yeah. by a lot. So
yeah. Yeah, he's found like really cool things to do.
He's getting into graphic novels and yeah, all kinds of stuff.
It's so. Really cool. I would have to add to that like the personal growth too of like you parenting him in that way. Mm-hmm. I think that that's like a personal growth and communication that you have developed to be able to have like the self-awareness to like be upset and calm yourself down and then talk him through it in a really, 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 really positive, like beneficial way that, you know, you conveyed so much in that one thing where mm-hmm. I'm really proud of you for that.
Well, and I told him, I was like, do you know why we're walking? Mm-hmm. And he was like, because I'm in trouble. And I was like, no. Mm-hmm. We're walking to calm down. Mm-hmm. I was like, cause I was upset. Mm-hmm. I needed to walk. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do in this family is like when we yeah. are upset, like we move, mm-hmm. we, you know, get out of that state and like yeah. we get work to a place that we can then come back and have something productive. Yeah. And so I think as a tool, I could see as a family utilizing it, but then you giving that to Arlo as a mm-hmm. tool that he can carry with him for the rest of his life. Mm-hmm. Just like, oh, yep. when we get upset, we go for a walk mm-hmm. and then we figure out what to do next.
Mm-hmm. And I think that under that personal growth category, I think that is something that is part of that value that we hold, like you and I, like we truly kind of embody that aspect of getting into a new state and we do whatever it takes to, if we're not feeling in a good, positive state, like I think we have both kind of I don't know. Like we've both kind of used that as a tool for ourselves personally mm-hmm. is that, okay, then I need to get in another state. I need mm-hmm. to do something to feel better.
Yeah.
And there's tons of things you could do to feel better. But I think that like we're also focusing on really positive things.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. I just think that's a really, really important and like cool thing that we can be able to pass on to him
for sure
and continue to embody as individuals mm-hmm. and then model that yeah. behavior. I also think communication is so cool because, like you said, it's like if we don't communicate, we won't come to the solution. We'll never even talk about solutions. The problems will just be there and it'll just get bigger.
Yeah.
But if we communicate, we can come to solutions. And I think that's another thing that is a belief that we have as a family that we kind of don't even realize that we have, but that like we truly believe there is a solution to every problem. Mm-hmm. And so it's really exciting because then when you communicate,
you get to anything's the solution.
Possible. Yeah.
That's what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Spending like an hour and a half on a Sunday, literally communicating.
Love it.
Trying to make life better.
Yeah.
Goals.
Core goals.
You want to pull those up from last week?
Yes. Core goals from last week was $1 million in a year. Adam said build flywheel and understand product skeleton. That's cool.
Yeah.
Maggie said truly understanding the need to develop sales and marketing.
Hey. I didn't even remember that when I said your bud.
I don't even understand that. Yeah. We're so funny.
Yeah.
That's cool. I kind of say the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, we talked about, so one of our overarching goals is to earn $1 million in 1 year, mm-hmm. which is wild and is something, you know, we're obviously looking towards, but part of that as a goal is that it's not possible to earn that kind of money without some sort of leverage and without thinking in larger terms. Mm-hmm. And so going from like the income that we have now to something like $1 million in a single year requires like a whole change in perspective and how we move through the world, how we interact with business, how we think about opportunities and what mm-hmm. opportunities we select. And so that's really the goal. It's more of like a heuristic for deciding which path to take. At least in my mind. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, I would love to make $1 million a year, and that is the goal.
Yeah.
But I'm using it as an opportunity to determine, to use it to vet mm-hmm. Even just my own internal beliefs. Like, is this a limiting belief? Because if I have a belief that says I can't do that, well, is that belief truly serving me?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, finding opportunities to work around that. So in this case, yeah, my goals were to flesh out some of our product skeletons for some of the courses that we were looking at developing and some of the, you know, just lead magnet type material that we were going to provide.
Yeah.
And honestly, I've even taken a step back from there and said, okay, well, what about like this more holistic approach to like marketing and sales and pipeline development? So that's what I'm focused on right now.
Yeah.
And then writing as a way, I'm realizing that so much of what we do is writing and I don't have the skills necessary to do that without really leveraging AI in a way that doesn't feel comfortable for me. Mm-hmm. Like I want to use AI, but I want to use it in a way that is still authentic to me.
Yeah.
And so I am actually taking a course right now on writing, high impact digital writing.
Yeah.
And working through that and working through this like development of our pipeline. And then through that, getting to the skeleton of the actual products that we're going to be, you know, implementing and selling. So I'm still working towards that goal. I would say I'm moving a few levers. Mm-hmm. Just limited time is my issue right now. But thinking through what activities I can do to still move the ball forward. What about you? What were some ways that you showed up for that goal?
I think I really did. I figured out how to like schedule LinkedIn posts.
Yeah.
And then I also, I'm just going to keep kind of iterating on that and like, mm-hmm. Continue to refine and like, not refine. Well, yeah, refine, but like, build.
Yeah.
Build and learn and continue to take action. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one thing that it's like, I don't have to have it all right, but to continue to take action, even in small ways as I'm still learning. You can't, I liked that Atomic Habits thing. You can't, what is it? Like you, you can't make something better if it's not, or if it's not a thing.
Well, you can't improve upon zero.
Yeah, you can't improve.
It's mathematically impossible.
Yeah, you can't improve something if it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So yeah, just improving and learning, and yeah, I think.
Yeah.
I think because that's my focus, like, it's a good focus.
Yeah. I like it. This new application that we're looking at, this new platform, has a social media scheduler.
Yeah.
That, like, you can post to multiple social media platforms in one. Yeah. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
It's a tool. Could be. Also, it's like built in SMS, like text messaging, email marketing.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Cool.
So
that is our.
Yeah, I think we're both making moves.
Goal, making moves. In that direction. Anything to discuss? That's the last section. Is any items for discussion?
Anything to discuss? Health, wealth, fitness, projects, education, frustrations, etc. I feel like we've discussed a lot. That I don't have anything lingering. Do you have anything?
At some point, I'd like to get this studio set up to be a bit more podcast friendly in terms of just having the mics always up, and easily accessible. And also, I think it would look better because right now we have lights and microphones and cords everywhere.
Yeah, kind of rearranging the studio. And yeah, I would love to do that. I would love to do that too.
So it's on my list.
Yeah.
Other than that, I gave away our lawnmower today, so we need to get another lawnmower.
Mm-hmm.
There's a family that needed it, and I was like, you can have this one.
Yeah.
But now we need to go get a battery-powered one because I'm done with gas engines.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very cool.
So if anyone listening to this has recommendations for a battery-powered lawnmower,
please
let me know. Either that or a robot lawnmower.
A robot lawnmower.
They were more expensive than I thought, but I am really considering it.
I love that. Fun. Yeah. Life is really good. I'm excited the direction that we're going, and I'm just, we're living a really good life.
Trying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've only got 22 more days on 75 hard.
Done. Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah.
Life's going to get easy.
Yeah. I also really do appreciate, I feel like we're in a good space at First Mennonite where, like, I really feel like I can be my own individual, and it's like I don't feel tied to, like, oh, I need to do more or whatever. I feel like what I do feels good, and the community is super supportive and fun when I choose to be there. But I also feel like really okay with, like, not doing everything that's provided for us to, like, take advantage of, you know what I mean? And that I can still have my own, like, thoughts and beliefs and stuff. And it just feels like a good space, like a good kind of structure.
But shout out to like First Mennonite.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're in the Hutchinson area, you want to join us. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying the families that are coming, and it's just really fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to figure out how to edit this bad boy and maybe get it posted.
I love it.
Or put it in a drawer. Thanks for sitting down with me, babe.
Thank you.
Thanks for cooking my baby.
Cooking it up. Cooking her up real good.
What's her name?
Oh, we can't tell that.
Are you sure?
We will present name when she's born.
Introduce her to the world.
Introduce her to the world. Yes.
We are taking suggestions. So if anyone has a name in particular that they want to. We already have a name picked out, but I'm just curious what
Adam's
other people
just
want
being
me to
crazy.
Yes. Yeah.
No, I think it's so cool.
So hit us up on Instagram. Right now, I guess it's Simple Abundance Farm is our handle.
Yeah.
We might look at changing that up or something. I'm not sure. Make a new Adam and Maggie show.
The Adam and Maggie show.
Yeah, I guess I didn't even... Is this an Adam and Maggie show episode or is this just life?
I don't know.
I was thinking about playing some mandolin for an intro.
Yeah, that could be really cool.
Could be. Could be terrible too.
Your mandolin is like beautiful and I love
maybe.
It.
Maybe.
Oh, it's so cool. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Well, all right. We'll love wrap you. It up. Love you too.
Bye.
Bye. We thought we